Now bringing awareness down to the first chakra, the base of the tailbone, and focusing in on it, imagining a pinpoint of light, and the light's getting slightly larger. And on your next inhale, you draw the light up along the spine, following the breath, up through all of the chakras to the crown of the head. And then exhaling, allowing the light and the breath to recede back down the spine to the first chakra. And continuing to do that, following the breath and the light with your awareness, allowing the light to be whatever size is the right size right now for where you are. Seeing if you can get a sense of its quality, of its brightness, of its size, its radius. And allowing it to wash your energy body clear. Take one last inhale, and as you exhale, again allow the breath and the light to recede, and allow it to touch down now from the tailbone to the earth, and then just breathe gently up from the earth to the first chakra, and breathe gently out from the first to the earth, really grounding that connection. Continuing to breathe that way, just down into the earth, and up from the earth to the root chakra. And you can go as far into the earth as feels intuitively right today. So again, one last breath, this time on a breath out, descending your awareness into the earth, and with the intention of grounding yourself there, turning the breath around and drawing that grounding energy back up into the body. And take an exhale at the root chakra. And then inhale to Om in the root chakra. Om. Rising your breath and your awareness up to the second chakra for an Om. Rising again now to the third sun, center of your power. Gently coaxing breath, kundalini, your awareness to the center of the chest, opening the heart. Rising to the base of the throat. And up to the third eye. and the crown. Gently resting your awareness slightly above the crown of the head, breathing in and out softly. What is it that you want? What is it you most want? And can you feel that energy? Let me tap into the energy now of that. Search for it. You may have the energy or a color or a feeling before you have a word. Search for that. Allow yourself to feel it. Think into it now. See if you can discover all of its aspects. Okay, so when you have a sense of that energy, this is what you're accessing. When I say that freedom is accessible all the time, this is what you're accessing. You can access this anytime, really from anywhere. So this is your reference point, okay, for what you're creating. Now ask yourself, what is bringing your everyday life more in line with this? What needs to happen? This knowing, right, is the crown chakra. Okay, the knowing of this, the wisdom, its constant availability is there at the crown and just above the crown. So bringing your awareness to a point again above the head. And then on your next inhale, breathing down again, drawing your awareness and your breath all the way back down to the root chakra. Okay, and allowing the breath to exhale. And focusing your attention again at the root. So the seeds, right, the steps in the world are at the root. So the wisdom is at the crown, and the steps in the world are at the root. So all of this energetic work, all of this awareness is about relating, connecting the two, so that you can be equally connected to the root and the crown and balance all the way in that connection. Okay, because you have to ground down to be free. The two work together like you're a tree. Okay, your feet are on the ground and you're expanding out in all directions. And this is true like at every level. This is true at the edge. Energetic level, and therefore it's been true in the physical world. So keeping your focus as much as you can now, still in the root chakra, breathing in and out. What keeps you from being rooted? Coming to an initial awareness of that. What's your relationship to being rooted? What keeps you from being solidly rooted? And then gently drawing your awareness up to the second chakra. Breathing in and out there. What keeps you from being connected? So coming to an awareness of that, is there anything that keeps you from being connected? And then once again, drawing your awareness up slightly again now to the third chakra in the solar plexus. Moving your breath in and out of this energy center. What keeps you from being powerful? What keeps you from being powerful? And then just allowing your own kundalini, your own energy, to rise from the third chakra up along the spine, letting it direct you to whatever chakra, whatever space it's flowing, whatever needs attention or awareness. What keeps you from being free? What keeps you from being free? And bringing your awareness, imagining whatever the answer was to that question. Accessing the energy of that. What is the energy around that? Does it have a quality? Does it have a color, a speed, a size, anything else? And gathering up all of that, take that energy and draw it in your mind's eye with your creative imagination. Draw it down again to the belly. Okay, so you're bringing this energy now and you're grounding it lower in the body and placing it in the belly. We'll do our breath of fire again. That's the breath that contracts the belly back. Okay, it has a strong sound, so you're making it by contracting the belly back. And you're burning, go ahead and continue. You're burning that away. You're seeing the smoke rise. Allowing yourself to let it go to the best of your ability. And then stopping your breath of fire, taking a nice breath. And exhaling fully. And then take a deep breath in, raise the arms up above the head. Let that breath out. Bring your hands together in prayer and rub the hands together. And then separating the hands, place your hands over your eyes. Blink a little bit. And then lower the hands. Okay.